Hey everyone, this is Druenna. How are you? It's almost midnight here on the island of Isla Mujeres. We're like 30, it's so funny because we only live like 30 minutes away via ferry. And we used to own a couple yachts here on this freaking island, and I love this island so much. I really do. It's an amazing island, and every time I come here, it's just, you know, lets me just clear my mind and just move into my oneness, right? Because when you're on the island, they say you're at zero point. You're at zero point. Think about that for a minute. You're at zero point. And when you're at zero point, you're in the here, in the now, in the moment. So something happened today that really rattled my cage and really, really got me really sad. But I was able to transmute that energy. A good friend of mine came to my husband and came to me and said, your ex-husband, you know, your kids are there, and I just have to tell you what's going on right now. And I go, what is happening? And he said, well, you know, your ex-husband, his girlfriend, who's from Oaxaca, she's like the same age as my daughter. She's like 22, 23 right now. Just went and got her shots, her jab. She went for jab one and jab two. And on the same day, they went out for dinner. And my friend got really sick. Everyone at the table that night felt like ass that night. My son got really sick. He says, well, I don't know if it was a barbecue chicken, but I've been having diarrhea really bad, getting the chills, like the flu, and he's fine now. But the point being is the fact that my ex's girlfriend went and got the jab anyway, believing in the hocus pocus that's going on in the media. She got jab one and two at the same time. And that same day, they went out to eat and everyone got sick at the freaking table. So what does that tell you, folks? What does that tell you? It was a very challenging situation for me. Because here I am at the on the island, getting away from it all, getting away from the city. Cancun is a beautiful city. We're there a lot. It's an awesome city, but at the same time, it's a freaking city, and I just want to unplug away from the freaking city. I just want to go to an island. I want to be in the tropics. I want to be in the jungle, and I just want to be in a nice little place where we can be free. And I get to hear this information. And I'm going to tell you straight up, I am, because my kids are there, and they're here with me most of the time, you know, I pretty much have full custody of the kids. I do have full custody here in Mexico of the kids, and they're teenagers now. And I do trust my ex-husband with all my heart. He is a good man. He is a big-hearted man. But he got caught in a situation with a girl that pretty much told him everything that he wanted to hear to get him. And she's the same age as my freaking daughter, my oldest daughter. And they have a beautiful daughter together. Beautiful daughter, which I freaking love her to death. She's absolutely gorgeous. Just such a doll. And because of her small mind and simple mind, and I'm going to tell you, she comes from a background in Oaxaca, and her dad is a governor in the city of Oaxaca. Her sister got shot in the stomach because somebody did not want the father to be a governor. So they ended up having to move to a different part of Mexico to be safe. And out of all of this craziness, I hear this news that the girlfriend decided to get her shot, which I already knew. And I've already warned him about it. I said, she's a simple-minded woman. You got her from the hills. Sorry. you know, her mindset. Nothing wrong with people being in the hills or any of that, but the type of person that she is, she's not educated in that way. She's not educated in a way where, you know what, I'm going to do my research. I'm going to think something's wrong here. I have a friend who's a good friend of mine, and she's a lawyer. And she's Mexican. She's Mexican and Lebanese. And she's in her 40s. And you know what? That woman, when the H1N1 came, she had a brain. She said, you know what? I'm not going to take the vaccine. You know why? Because what's the point of taking the vaccine when it keeps changing all the time and it keeps mutating all the time? I'm not going to do it. She's a very smart woman. Okay. She's a mother of two children. And she's a good friend of mine. But unfortunately, my ex got with a woman, a girl, a young girl, who doesn't think like that. So what happened? My ex-husband is very sick right now. He can't even talk, he can't even eat, he can't even speak because this girl decides to get this vaccine because she believes with all her heart the media and all the BS, because her background is government. So I found this news from a good friend of mine who's really big in the crypto industry. He's a good friend of mine. He's been following me for years on YouTube. And he's almost in the millionaire mark right now. And I'm very, very proud of him. And he told me what was going on. He cannot freaking wait. He lives in Mexico and he cannot wait to leave this particular part of Mexico, which is very close to the United States. And he cannot wait to get to where we're at right now, which is in the Caribbean area. He says, I had enough. All my friends in the city, that's all they do is talk about the jab and they brag about it. And he said, I am freaking sick of it. And he saw with firsthand proof that day after my ex's girlfriend gets the freaking jab twice. They're at the pizza place or no bar or who knows what restaurant, and everyone's getting sick. And then my friend that told me about it, he got knocked off his ass for days. He went and got ivermectin and took the pill. It was like $4. You can get it in Mexico, and it knocked it right the frick out. Now, I don't suggest that anybody do that. What I do is I just, you know what? I drink rum, I drink a little whiskey, I take my D3, I take some ginger tea with it, lemon and honey. And before you know it, that crap is knocked out. And I'm going to tell you something that happened to me just recently. I was in Merida to do my colon hydrotherapy because I got hit with really bad fish that really knocked me on my butt. And I took antibiotics and it made my tummy even worse. It made it worse. And so I said, you know what? I got to go to the colon hydrotherapy lady that knows the job. So she worked on me for about 4 days straight. Shortly after, okay, I start getting sick with a throat problem. My throat starts swelling up and my nose, my sinuses. I go, what the frick is going on? I said, oh my gosh. I said, everybody here, I bet you anything, everyone got vaccinated. They got the jab. And I got really, I felt like crap coming back, even though my tummy was fine. I come back and I'm like, oh my God, Darren, you know what? You know me, you know us. We're fine all the time. We don't ever have any problems. And you know what? I think that the woman that did my colonics, because she really pushed on my belly hard in a good way, because you know, you got to really push your, you know, everything out. And she does it with water, pure water. She got the jab. Okay. Or maybe at the mall, they all got the jab. And there's a thing called spike protein that when someone gets a jab, within 3 days, if you're around them, they have it. They get it. They get sick. This is your Delta variant BS. Okay? This is what's going on right now for you to believe this bullshit. And I'm speaking out very loud and clear about this. It is bullshit, folks. Okay? So anyway, I come back home and I'm like, Darren, I really, you know what, get me some rum. You know, I'm a little sailor girl pirate. You know, I know about my rum, and I've been hanging out in the boating community for, you know, a couple years, because we own two yachts. I said, get me some rum, Captain Morgan, I don't care. And I'll put it in my ginger tea and honey and lemon. And I'm going to grab my vitamin D3. And within the next few days, I was freaking fine. I didn't take a jab, nada. Because I never get sick like that, ever. So my ex-husband, I feel really bad for him because I care about him with all my heart. He is a good man, and he's a loving man and a loving father to my kids, our children. But what breaks my heart more than anything is the fact that he chose somebody who just doesn't freaking get it. He's a child, and she's the same age as my oldest daughter, who's in the Army. And my oldest daughter, who knows, she probably took the jab, who knows. But I don't want to share that with her because, you know, I want to help her, support her on her decision because I was in the Army too. And I don't ever want to say, you know what, don't go in the Army because of this, because of that. I don't want to scare her because I know I have the power to imagine everybody in white light and to heal them from the power of my mind. And I can do it. We can all do it. Doesn't matter if they took the jab or not. We have the power collectively to imagine them completely healed because we are healing ourselves. When we heal ourselves, we heal them. I completely believe it. In doing the Ho'oponopono, whatever you got to do. But today, it was very difficult for me. You know, we get on the island, I'm having a great time, and I hear this, and I went into a panic attack. I went into a panic mode, and Darren's like, oh, calm down. You know, I just need to tell you this. You know, this is exactly this information. I'm like, I'm going to have to transmute this energy right now because I cannot freak out right now. Yes, I can get on a plane. I can go there. I can go rescue my kids, and I can take them back here. Not a problem. Okay. But the whole point being is I can't move into the fear mode of the matrix of thinking fear, fear, fear has conquered me because my kids are extremely powerful. You know, all of our kids are very powerful if we give them a chance. They're warriors. My daughter, I don't remember ever her ever having a flu. I think the only time ever, if you want to call it a flu, was when we went to Ecuador, and that was back in 2016. She got sick. She was puking on the way to Loja. Okay. She got sick. She ate something and she was puking on the way to Loja. And you know what? By that time, she started channeling her guide, Odrin. And when she channeled Odrin, the lights around the freaking hotel started dimming. And I got this amazing hearing, like in the left side of my ear. It like totally almost made me deaf. The same time she was channeling Odrin. That's when I believed that my daughter can channel. And she was, and Odrin predicted about Donald Trump. And I will not tell you what she predicted because many of you are Trump followers, and that's perfectly fine. But a lot of you are going to be very pissed off when I tell you what Odrin predicted. And she predicted this back in 2016, and she said that Trump would, I forgot the wording, he would lead America into chaos, absolute chaos, when everyone believes that Trump is the one, is the way, he is going to destroy America. That is what she said, a little 8-9-year-old little girl channeling Odrin. She said it, and I have it on Vimeo. I have it somewhere, and I will send it to you. This is back when we were in Ecuador. And that's when I listened to my daughter, and I said, oh my God, you are channeling something. And I know that what you're saying could be very possibly true. Because what happened when she channeled everything, the lights went dim, and my ear went out almost. But at the same time, of course, it could have been in any entity. It could be a negative entity. It could be a demonic entity. You know, who knows? But after she predicted that, do you see America? Do you see America great right now? Do you really see it happening? No, you don't. Because everything that Odrin channeled, everything has come true. And if you listen to the video and listen to her channeling, you would know that everything that she said, Odrin, has come true. And I'm in tears right now because she tried to warn me all these years. And then she warned me in 2000, last year, Odrin came through my daughter and said, it's amazing how strong you can be during hurricanes. And you know, in Cancun, we haven't had a hurricane in 13 years. 13 years. And then after Odrin said that, and I still have a recording of it, and you know what? I'm going to put that together for you guys so you can hear it with your own ears and you can know exactly what we're going through. And she said, get ready. There's going to be a lot of hurricanes this year. And this was last year. Within last year, we had a few hurricanes come through Cancun. We had the Gamma, we had the Delta, and we had another one. Gamma wasn't a hurricane, but it was almost that. How the heck would a young girl, 13 years old at the time, how the hell would she know any of this? She wouldn't know. She channeled an energy that was trying to warn us. And then I asked her, I asked this energy, this entity, and I said, Odrin, where should we move? Where should we go? She says, well, Mexico is changing. Mexico is changing. It's not the same. And you know how the pole shifts are going on right now? She's basically, you know, she's trying to put it in my hands. We have to make that decision of our on our own. I cannot be told anything. So I said, the only place that I would know is maybe Egypt, maybe Peru. I don't really know. South America, I don't know. And then she says, well, you're going to have to do some research because Mexico is changing and the shifts are happening right now. The pole shifts are happening right now. And then shortly after this happened, September, I think 16th or 17th of last year, and this is before we knew of any hurricane ever hitting here. And then before you know it, we start to hear about the hurricanes a couple weeks later on. My daughter has a gift. My daughter has a gift. And you know what? I pulled her out of school when she was 5 years old. 5 or 6. And then I brought her back into school in Mexico, in Merida. And you know what they wanted to do? They wanted to inoculate her with a flu freaking injection. And because I was against it, I pulled them out of school. I said, you know what? They go to school to learn. They don't go to school to be pincushions, okay? And that's when my awakening happened in 2016. My kids have not gone to a school since then. They've been homeschooled and they've been unschooled since then, okay? So why am I telling you all of this? I've gone through a lot in my life. I've gone through a lot. I left the United States in 2012 and I moved to the Yucatan because I was guided to come here. It was having a very difficult time. The United States, I was not in vibrational frequency with them. I just said, you know what, enough's enough. And I'm Mexican. I'm half Mexican because of my father. And because of him, I was able to get my Mexican citizenship. And then I always wanted to go to the pyramids. I always wanted to be next to the Mayan pyramids and see that beautiful clear blue water. And so we have been here for that long. And then we traveled to other countries for a while. We lived in Egypt for a couple months. We lived in Peru, in Ecuador. You know, we lived in Thailand for 6 months. We've traveled around a bit. And we made sure that we did it before the shit happened. Before everything went to shit, because we knew it was going to go to shit. And we knew that it was either now or never. That they were going to make traveling a very difficult experience for us because of what we saw, what we experienced. So here I am, and I hear this information from a friend of mine who's good friends with my ex-husband. And it literally blew me away. What does a mother do? And the thing is, he doesn't make much money. They kind of live in the poverty level. She doesn't work. He's barely making it. But my husband and I were doing very well because, you know, we decided to invest in crypto and we're doing extremely well. We really don't have to work anymore. We really don't. We can easily just chill, live nice. I mean, live easy, live a little frugal, and just watch our crypto rise. We're really doing very well. But I did it because, you know, my kids, they miss their father. And he hasn't been paying me child support monthly. He pays me whenever he could, and that's nice. But I'm not the type of person that ever begs for money, that ever says, you know, you didn't pay me money this month and you really need to pay me. I'm not that type of woman because I know how to make money. I know how to invest some money. And if anything, I will hand him over some money to help him out. That's the type of woman I am. I'm not a woman that begs for money from a man. And I will never do that. I will never do that because I was taught that because my mother, you know, she was a good woman at one time, but at the same time, she was a housewife. My father worked hard and she was always yelling at my father because he didn't have money, you know, certain money to pay for the house, certain money to do this, certain money to do that. And she bitched and she acted like the queen of the freaking castle. And I swore to myself, I'm never going to be that woman. Because if anything, I'm going to be the woman that's going to make that shit happen. I'm not going to have anyone bitch at me and say, you know, you need to pay the bills. You know what? The moment you start talking like that, I'll throw your ass out. That's just how I am. And I learned a lot from my mom. She had a lot of good points about her. She's very smart. She has an IQ of 160. My father has an IQ of 145. Very, very high IQ people. My father's an entrepreneur. He's very smart. They invested in real estate for many years. My mother, you know, she's very good with books and reading, and she knows all about legalities. That was where my mother's strength was, and she did real estate for a little bit, but not long enough. So, you know, that was the time. That was the days. You know, we were upper. We were not middle class. We were upper middle class at the time. But I learned a lot about them. And because of that, I never bought a house. Bought yachts. Sure, I bought a couple yachts. But I never bought a house. I never got into buying a house because I saw what it did to my parents. And getting credit cards and, you know, having creditors, watching my mother cry and yell at creditors on the phone. I never fell victim to that. I owned maybe a couple credit cards and like up to $300 to $500. And I just gave it and I just paid it and see you later. I was never into it. The way that I operate was like, if I ever wanted anything, I'll pay it cash. I don't ever want to pay by credit. That's how I rolled. When I bought my sailboat, I paid it $32,000 cash. When I bought my big boat, my 55 star boat, it was sold for like 12 grand. I paid it cash. When I asked for American Express to help me out, because I did have American Express, I'm like, oh, you got to pay it in 3 months, or you got to pay it in 6 months. You know what? I don't need you. I'll pay it cash. So that's the type of person I am. I'm very independent. I don't ask for handouts. I refuse to, because I believe that I am protected and I'm watched over. I don't need to ask for handouts. The moment I do, I ask the universe and the universe provides. That's how I roll. Before I ever even decide to do that. So my life has completely changed, you know, thanks to investing in more crypto. My life has changed a lot. But after hearing this story today, you know, it really shook me really bad today. My friend that told me about this experience with my, you know, my ex-husband and the girlfriend, he had a friend that laughed at him for 3 weeks and said, ha, 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 you know, you need to get the jab. You know, you're crazy. You need to get the jab. Well, guess what? Guess what? Guess what happened? His son, who's 15 years old, got the jab. His lung collapsed. He's got a blood clot. And he's at the frickin' hospital. Is he laughing now? Now he is not laughing at my friend. Now he's like, oh my freaking God. My son was completely healthy. The moment he got the freaking jab, he is a mess. And he showed me a picture that the poor kid is in a hospital bed hooked up to an IV. Okay? So what's going on right now, universe, with the universe? Things are splitting. We are splitting apart. You know, the people that are uninformed, they don't do the research, they're hooked up to the system, they are moving into the 3D and they're going to go away. Especially if they get the second jab, they're not going to live very long. Next, my ex's girlfriend took the jab and the second jab on the same day. She's not going to live a very long life. One day, my ex-husband's going to wake up to a girl that is dead in her bed, in their bed. Do you understand what is freaking happening right now? It's insane. And I freaking warned him, and I warned him. But, you know, he's just hanging on with her because they have a kid together. And they have a beautiful daughter together. But he hangs on because he's a very loyal man, and he has to do what he has to do. He was very loyal to me when we were married, and he hung on, even though we both lived in different worlds, different realities together. You know, I'm the psychic crazy one, and he's just the mundane one. But you know what? I was able to at least give him some insight because I protected him from getting the H1N1 shot when he was in the Navy. The captain said, before you get off the ship, you need to provide proof that you took the H1N1 shot. 2 to 3 weeks before that, I hooked him up with a good corpsman that put it in his records that he took it, that I took it, and the kids took it. That's the type of person I am. I have balls bigger than steel. I may not be a man, but damn, I should have been a man on this planet. But I have a lot more balls than many of the men on this planet. And you know what? I didn't give a shit if it was the law or not the law. I did what was in my heart. I didn't do what was right. I did what was in my heart. And you know what? It saved his life. He didn't take the H1N1 shot. He was able to get away free that day to get off the ship and stay a little bit longer in the Navy so he can collect his benefits. That's what I did for my ex-husband. Because I stood up for him and I protected him. But the girl he's with, is very opposite. She actually believes in the BS, in the whole bullshit that's going on right now, because she's a little baby girl who doesn't do her research. And I'm mad and I'm upset, but at the same time, I have to forgive and I gotta let go because she's just a kid. She's same age as my oldest daughter. Can't have any hate. All I can do is send love and light and imagine that they are all protected, that they're all protected by white light and love. And that's all I can do from where I'm at right now. Because my babies are there, my kids, my 14-year-old and my 15-year-old kids are there in that household. And I have to just, you know, I got to just sit back, not flip, not respond in a bad way, even though I wanted to flip and respond and just get on the next flight out. But I had to stop myself and I had to learn and I had to remember, wait a second, I'm teaching my students in the 3-month ambassador program how to respond, you know, how to react. You cannot, you know, if you want to change an outcome, you want to have a better outcome, you got to react differently. And I had to really eat those freaking words. Yes, I teach success principles. Yes, I'm certified by Jack Canfield. But you know what? Life has given me a lot of challenges because it's really tested me a lot to say, hey, you're teaching others, but do you practice what you teach? And I have to practice what I teach. So, you know, if you're in a situation, folks out there, people that you love very much, or, you know, and you're like, oh my God, they're getting the jab, or they have maybe the COVID, or they have, they're sick, or who knows what, and they got cancer. I'm going to tell you right now, you have the power to change it. All you got to do is close your eyes and connect to your higher power, connect to God, connect to your higher source, and imagine white light or black light, doesn't matter, flooding the crown chakra at the top of your head into your whole body. And just imagine a big sphere of white light surrounding you. And just keep saying, I bless you, I bless you. I transmute the sphere into love right now. First of all, you imagine the white sphere around your body first, because it begins with you. Because it's your response to the situation. It's just an event that happens, but you have to respond differently. So I had to imagine myself feeling good first, myself feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm surrounded by love and light. I'm good, you know, whatever. To a point where I was able to transmute that fear, that paranoia, that panic attack into love. And then I would shoot it out to my ex, to my kids, to the whole family in the home, into that household. I had to just transmute that energy with love, and I send it to the house, and I'm like, you know what? Doesn't matter whether you're vaccinated or not. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? It's all energy, and it's how we perceive this freaking energy. We have to transmute the energy into love, period. Because when we do that, we have the power to make a change, and we can, you know what? We can blast this BS. We can blast this horrible thing that's going into people's bodies through the power of thought and love and intention. That's exactly what I did. And I blessed the whole house, and I just flooded that house with love and light. And I imagine them, that they're all protected. Because I'm going to tell you a little story of what happened to me years ago when I was 17. And it changed my life. If you're able to listen this long to my rambling right now. I was 17 years old and I was pregnant with my son. And, you know, they did a pap smear on me. A test on me. And they said, you know what? You have epithelios squamous. That means that you have a disease. And you can't touch yourself, you can't touch anybody. It was like herpes. And by the time you reach 40 years old, you're going to have cervical cancer. Okay? This is a true story. So I was practicing, I was hardcore, I was practicing my magic. I was reading the book Modern Magic by Donald Michael Krug before I ever joined the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. And they taught Hermeticism, they taught Kabbalah, they taught alchemy on how you can transmute negative energy into positive energy, basically, utilizing the power of the mind, utilizing the power of the calls, you know, having the power of sound mind intention. And I swore to the universe, I said, when, you know, 17, 16, 17, I said, I am here to be a magician. That is my passion. This is what I'm here to do. Because I love magic so much. I love to create talismans. I love to create amulets. I love to connect with my angels. And I know that there is a higher force out there. It is not just here in the mundane freaking world, okay? It is not just that. So when I was told this, I told my mother, I was afraid, I was in fear, and I said, Mom, they said when I'm 40, I'm gonna have cervical cancer. She's like, what? How the hell? You know what? Don't worry about it. You know what? It's because you're pregnant. You know, your body changes and, you know, you might end up showing that you have a bunch of other things and just don't believe that. You know, she was really freaking out. So what I did every day until my next test, I did the two banishing rituals. I did the middle pillar and I did the circular, I can't say a circumambulation of light, where I imagined my whole body was flooded with light. And I did the banishings and I did it every day until the next day I had to go to the doctors again. And when I went to the doctors, they tested me again. And they said, what? That's weird. You're completely fine. You don't have epithelial squamous anymore, and we don't have to do a biopsy on you anymore. That's weird. Perhaps maybe we you know, got the wrong sample for you or whatever the hell that they were trying to throw at me. But the fact was, here's a 17-year-old girl pregnant with braces on at the time. I was so cute back then with braces. Living in freaking Hemet, California, living on a 5-acre ranch. And that was in that moment, in that time, instead of me being a victim, I said, you know what? I'm going to take full control of my world because I am a magician and I'm going to transmute this and I'm going to change it right now. And you know what? I did. I did it. I didn't need candles, I didn't need a bunch of incense, and I didn't need a bunch of herbs, even some people need it, but I did it with my own, the power of my mind. And as a kid, you know, when you teach your children magic, when they're very young, when you teach them that, you are doing an amazing job for them because they start to know who they truly are, that they, whatever they imagine is real. And that is what I was taught in the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. I was part of the Esoteric Order of the Golden Dawn for many years as a correspondent student. And then finally I got into the temple and I got initiated and all that stuff. But I was already practicing my craft at a very young age before I was legal enough to join any of these temples. I was 17 years old. And during that time, you know, as a teenager, 17 years old, you know, you're still young. You still believe in the world of magic and miracles. You know, you're not completely contaminated with all the BS that everyone tells you that it's all fluffy bunny BS. So because of that, I never gave up on magic. I am a very magical being, so I utilize that same magic to send to my family, to send to my ex-husband, to send to my kids, to send to his girlfriend and her sister who took the jab. Because I know I can transmute that energy. I know I can fix them. And I know that that jab will not hurt them at all, because I will make damn sure it will not hurt them. I will make damn sure that they will be safe, because I care about them with all my heart. And I care about anyone who's going through this with all my heart. And I just want to let you know, you don't need a vaccine card. You don't need paperwork. You need the power of yourself, the power of your imagination, the power of magic within you to transmute anything you ever find dangerous in your life. You can do it. And I highly recommend read the book Modern Magic by Donald Michael Craig. Start with that book. I started with that book when I was 17 years old. Start with that book. And I've been dying and I've been wanting to do classes in magic. And I was going to work with my good friend William, who is a black magician. And he's freaking badass. And Zepp, who is a badass magician. It's just, they've been going through their own challenges in life right now. Just like I have been. And I've been wanting to teach that, because you have a power within you that is so magnificent. You don't need anything. All you need is how to use it, because you're all Atlanteans. You're special. You all are very special beings. All it takes is to close your mind, close your eyes, tap into your heart, let go of the fear, and transmute it and say, okay, I just heard something very scary. I'm going to transmute it into love right freaking now. And you have the power to do that right now. So instead of me taking off on the plane right away and freaking out, I had to stop myself. I had to just take a breath and say, whoa, wait a second. Stop acting all mundane here. I'm a magician. I am a magician first and foremost. I am a powerful magician, and I am not going to allow this fear to overcome my emotions or ruin my vacation on this beautiful island. So that is what I wanted to share with you all. You have the power to do anything you want, and do not allow whatever you see out there going crazy. You see a lot of mask wearing right now going on. That is just an indication of the 3D world that is crashing. It is crumbling, and it is becoming more evident to the ones that are awake, because we, as the magicians, we see them. We see them already. And we know how to transmute it. Much love and light. Check, you're very free to come to RavenMoonshadowTemple.com. That is our temple. I'm building upon it more and more. And I just want to share more wisdom to people, to help people, that they don't need to be a victim anymore. That's over with. We are in the 5D, folks. All you got to do is focus. Keep your focus on what you love and want. Let go of the fear. And I'll tell you, the split is happening right now between 3D and 5D. It is happening right now. Okay? I love you all. I love you with all of my heart. I don't know who you are, and it doesn't matter. I love you with all my heart, because we're all in this together. We're all one. Just know this. We have this. We got this. We are the shit. I love you. Much love and light. Always love and light and darkness, because it doesn't matter. Have a good evening. Take care.